Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Just to be clear, like, we love fun.
Afternoons on the Score.
He's like the godfather in a lot of ways.
That's Ben Johnson talking about Vic Fangio. I didn't hear the big cut, though. The long cut. Gonna take a long cut. It's for all you deep-seated Uncle Tupelo fans listening. 670 The Score is where you are. It's Matt Spiegel and Gabe Ramirez in on a Thanksgiving Wednesday. Here's Ben Johnson from today talking about the Eagles defensive coordinator, the former Bears defensive coordinator, former Broncos head coach, and former 49ers defensive coordinator, the 67-year-old godfather himself, Vic Fangio.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
He's like the godfather in a lot of ways. I mean, he's kind of taken the league over in terms of that scheme. It's been to a number of teams. You see all of his disciples run it now. We already faced one in New Orleans this year. You know, Carolina. I mean, it's all over the place. The Rams are running it to a degree. And so, you know, he's influenced the game significantly. And yeah, it's the shell defense. They want to limit the explosives. And I think when you have the horses up front like he does, to where they can stop the run game while playing too high, I think it's a powerful combination. And so, he does a phenomenal job with it. I've never worked with Vic, but a lot of respect from afar, obviously. And then, you know, just the people that have worked with him speak so highly of how he calls a game. And he's usually a step ahead of the opposing play caller. So it'll be a challenge here just to make sure that we're trying to keep him as off balance as we possibly can. And it really starts up front. You know, this is a really good front seven guys. And you know, we got to take it to them there and play on their side of the line of scrimmage.
What are the keys when preparing Caleb to face those like pre-snap disguises of a Vic Fangio defense? Like, what do you tell Caleb about those?
Yeah, it's I mean, he does a great job. It all looks the same for the most part pre-snap, and then post-snap you try to get your confirmation on what those coverages are. And so he's got to make sure he maintains discipline with his eyes, maintain discipline with what he sees post-snap. Our route runners got to be very detailed and disciplined in how they're doing things, making sure we're at the right depths and recognizing whether it's, you know, is it quarters, is it cloud, is it single high. It all changes on the snap. And when you have elements of our offense that we are reading the coverage with our routes, I think, you know, it's a challenge to make sure everything's on the same page in the passing game. I think they do a great job making it muddy. They really do. And I think that's part of the beauty behind what they do.
That is Ben Johnson talking about Vic Fangio. Within that, amidst the respect, was some more answers to your question about what Vic does really well, Gabe. He said he plays this shell concept where they limit explosives and just do, you know, they're incredibly disciplined, which is a little similar to what I was saying. But he said everything looks the same. So think about the way that Ben likes to confuse defenses. He says he wants to make the same things look different and the different things look the same. That's what Vic's doing on defense to Ben and to Caleb on offense. Big, big challenge for Caleb.
Yeah, I think we're familiar with it, right? As Bears fans, having that shell cover two defense that, you know, you, as long as you have that pressure up front, then you can cause havoc because you got guys behind you. But as Bears fans, we've also seen that cover two shell get eaten up alive by good quarterbacks, right? And I think when you're looking at the weapons of the Chicago Bears, they're built for that, right? Zone stoppers, finding those soft spots, whether it's Kmet, Colson, Loveland in the short 10 to 15 yard range, or if it's Rome Odunze finding that middle. But I mean, it's really about the playmakers up front, right? I mean, we know they got guys, Cooper DeJean in the back end, that can make a difference. But if the Bears are going to win this game, they're going to need to be able to run the ball, sustain drives, mm-hmm. and be able to put points on the board at the end of those.
Breaking news on The Score is brought to you by Wildfire. Join Wildfire Restaurants as they celebrate 30 years of serving delicious food and creating memories. I love Wildfire. We saw the injury report earlier. Kyler Gordon, a full participant in practice. Jalen Johnson, a full participant in practice. Also, Theo Benedet, a full participant, which is good to see. Otherwise, Tyreek Stevenson did not participate. Noah Sewell, TJ Edwards, Ruben Hippolyte, unlikely to play since none of them have participated. But we don't know for sure that Jalen Johnson is going to play, or do we? This is C.D. Gardner-Johnson. Today in the locker room, when he's asked about his familiarity with Jalen Johnson in case he plays and there's a shuffle in the defensive backfield.
Did you know much about Jalen?
Yeah, he's one of the best corners in the league. I just feel like now he probably get a chance to actually show that. He's been being active this week. It's a great receiving core. I'm excited for him because everybody always say, you know, what can you do against a great receiving core? And he had a chance to prove it. Everybody up and get back at him.
All right, so
Wait. I loved what he said there, but I was focusing on the people yelling in the background.
Understood. Now we're going to ask you. Go ahead, Alex.
No, I was going to say, welcome to the locker room availabilities at the end of the week.
Yeah,
fair enough.
End of the week when things are wild. But yeah, let's listen again and see if you can zone out those people in the background. Or if you heard it well the first time, then you can listen to the people in the background this time. It's up to you.
Did you know much about Jalen?
Yeah, he's one of the best corners in the league. I just feel like now he probably get a chance to actually show that. He's been being active this week. It's a great receiving core. I'm excited for him because everybody always say, you know, what can you do against a great receiving core? And he had a chance to prove it. Set everybody up and get back active.
So Jalen will be active this week. Jalen Johnson is back tomorrow. That's awesome. Alex, let's get in touch. Maybe Jalen Johnson will be back on Spiegel and Holmes on Monday.
That'd be good.
I agree.
I'd be locked in.
But anyway, again, he's been great radio every time he's done it for the last 4 years. Unbelievable. This is our fourth year of getting a chance to talk to that guy. But boy, if he's active, and I assume Tyreek Stevenson is not, so they can probably wait for a week to have that conversation about whether Nashawn Wright gets a start or Tyreek Stevenson. It's Nashawn and Jalen as your corners tomorrow. Let's go.
Yeah, it's interesting. And then Friday, obviously with Jalen, I mean, you know, coming back from the injury, you'd probably want some sort of rotation, knowing that you have those three guys available, right? They're all capable. We know Nashawn Wright is Tyreek Stevenson and Jalen Johnson. I wouldn't want to do like the Bears did at the beginning of the season where you throw him back into the fire, and then all of a sudden, you know, he's a guy that's going to go 100% no matter what. So you want to limit his reps like you would do anything else on the first game. First game.
Yeah.
But you know he wants to be playing, because this is why. He's been seeing this defense struggle for some weeks now. But he's seen the success of the Chicago Bears, and he wants to contribute
to that.
He's seeing Nashawn Wright, Kevin Byard get these interceptions. He's like, I'm trying to eat as well.
Oh, well, for sure. For sure. But he also... Dude loves to play.
Yeah.
That guy came back after signing an extension and played harder, played hungrier and harder. This is not your father's Eddie Jackson or your big brother's Eddie Jackson. I'll call it flat out. Everybody knew it. Like, some people get paid and they take the foot off the gas. That is not Jalen Johnson. Yeah, we'll see if Kyler Gordon plays too. Did anybody ask CeeDee Gardner-Johnson about Kyler Gordon? They didn't ask him about that.
No, they did not.
All right. Another little bit of breaking news here. By the way, and I don't think we got to thank Wildfire again. I'll just say Wildfire is awesome. Shout out to Wildfire.
Great chicken.
Detroit Lions center Frank Ragnow is coming out of retirement. Remember he quit in the offseason?
Oh, wow.
That is one of the best centers in the NFL who has now decided here just before Thanksgiving that he wants to play football again, and he's coming out of retirement. This according to Ian Rappaport. I don't know if that means he's playing tomorrow. I mean, that would be something if he plays tomorrow against the Green Bay Packers. We'll have to see. But Frank Ragnow coming back to play, and the Detroit Lions just got a hell of a lot better.
Definitely somebody to need up the middle. But, I mean, you got to be in games. I mean, geez, a center for the Lions stepping into a situation like that, they must be in desperate need.
I'm not even sure if they are. We'll follow it up a little bit more. I don't know that they're in desperate need, but, I mean, maybe they are, and that's why they called.
And at the end of November?
Dude, all I got to say is it was awfully young for him to retire. And I get it. You've been paid a little bit and football will just eat you alive, you know. And
I'm married too. I get it.
Yeah.
I know why you took time off. It's all good. Don't worry. We can go to break. I get it.
Well, I thought you meant he's married and he spent a few months, these past few months. He's like, you know what? I miss playing.
That too. I'm married. That too. I get it.
Gabe is married and he's got kids. It's a different thing for me to get to talk to around these parts.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Dianaroga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.